if Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins could put the last 2 years into words, it would be these.
Fractious, muddled, and convoluted.
Time and again, the Alaska legislature has failed to pass a comprehensive plan to balance the state budget. That's in part, the Sitka Democrat says, because finding middle ground is easier said than done.
When you have a really complex problem, oftentimes the process is as important. And I felt the process probably could have been done better the last 2 years in thinking about how to take stock of the big spectrum of opinions and ideologies that exist in the Alaska legislature, which is reflective of the big spectrum of an opinion that Alaskans have.
The legislature will have a chance to crack the problem again this year. This past election brought new Democrats and independents into the House and voted out some Republicans. That shift in power gave rise to a new majority. The House's bipartisan coalition has 17 Democrats, 2 independents, and 3 Republicans. Coalition member and Juneau Democrat Sam Quito says they're all pledging to make the ideal of compromise a working reality.
The key point is getting along, is communicating, and we don't have to be friends, but we have to be colleagues.
The last bipartisan coalition was in the state Senate from 2007 to 2013. Sitka Republican Bert Stedman was a part of it. And now, with more Democrats in the House, he thinks Southeast will benefit, particularly when it comes to securing funding for the Marine Highway.
We've been ganged up on by the rail belt the last few years, so I'm looking forward to working with my reps and trying to level the playing field on a couple issues.
His colleague across the aisle, Democrat Dennis Egan of Juneau, hopes that the coalition will inspire the Senate, which has a Republican majority, to work together.
Let's do Alaskanism. Let's fight about Alaska. And don't be socialist. Don't be conservative or capitalist. Let's do what's best for Alaska. And no name calling.
When it comes to tact, House lawmakers also have good things to say about their new speaker, Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman. He's the first House Speaker of Alaskan Native descent and the first off the road system or outside Southeast Alaska since the 1940s. Here's Egan and Quito.
I know Bryce well, and the only problem is he's not going to be able to perform anymore at the folk festival here in Juneau because he's going to be too darn busy.
He brings a very subtle sense of humor that I think is very important to being able to keep the tensions down.
I think he's one of the smartest guys in the room, and I'm very glad to have him on our side.
Juneau Democrat Justin Parrish is new to the legislature and ran specifically to take part in the bipartisan coalition, which has been years in the making. Southeast Democrats have also assumed new leadership roles. Quito is chair of the Legislative Council and the Labor and Commerce Committees. Parrish will co-chair Regional and Community Affairs, and Christ Tompkins will head up State Affairs, a possible landing strip for bills related to the permanent fund, eliminating daylight savings, and other divisive matters. Despite this, Christ Tompkins wants to run a committee that stays the course of bipartisanship.
And that good ideas are advanced because they're good ideas, and it doesn't matter one darn bit who's got what letter next to her or his name.
While process definitely matters, lawmakers will have to deliver a product that pencils out too. The state's budget deficit this year is anticipated to be $3 billion, and there's only 1 year of savings left in the Constitutional Budget Reserve. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.